the mating call of the adult male mud shark.
Teach you all a little dance called the Mud Shark. Now, the last time we were here downtown a little the ways, we started contriving this dance called the Mud Shark. Tonight, we're gonna teach each and every one of you here how to do the Mud Shark. But before we teach you this dance, I'm gonna introduce to you my brother, Frank Zappa. He's gonna tell us where the Mud Shark he come from. Good, take it away.
Before I tell you where the Mud Shark came from, I would like to introduce our, the most recent addition to the Mothers of Invention. I'd like to introduce members, the distinguished members of the Foreign Press, who have been on tour with the Mothers for a week. And they are going to actually perform the Mud Shark Dance. They're right over in that area there. And they have the details. They know how to do it. So when we give you the instructions on how to do the Mud Shark Dance, just look around. You'll see they'll lead you around the room. You can trust them. You know, they're part of the group and everything. The origins of the Mud Shark are as follows. Bring the band on down behind me, boy. There's a motel in Seattle, Washington. It's called the Edgewater Inn. Has anybody ever been to the Edgewater Inn? Then you know that the Edgewater Inn really exists. And you know that this Edgewater Inn is located on Pier 67 in Seattle, Washington. That means that when you look out your window, you don't see no dirt or nothing. There's a bay or something in your backyard. This will enable the ingenious resident to participate in a little angling during his off-duty hours. Now, in the lobby of the aforementioned motel, there is a bait and tackle shop. They also sell knickknacks, doodads, and other necessary things that the people who like to go to Seattle and stay in such a motel could really get off on. They're real practical. China dogs, about like that. They also have a violin case that would hold several bottles of whiskey. Cute stuff. But they also offer to the general public fishing tackle. That means you can go in there and for a couple of bucks you can buy a piece of line and some preserved minnows, some dried shrimp, or if you talk kindly to one of the bellboys, you can get a plate of salmon bellies. Now, you take this material up to your room, you open up the window, you stick the stuff on the end of the hook, you dangle it into the putrid bay out the backyard, and you wave it around for a few minutes in desperate hope that you will be among the lucky few who have actually captured the elusive mud shark. Or dogfish, as it is known in those parts. It's a shark about that long, gray and everything, with a sandy skin. And it can be very useful in conjunction with a young lady who likes to get reamed and porked with it. You know what I mean? And this is true. There is a girl in Seattle, Washington, who is called the Mud Shark Queen. She introduced herself to us after our concert there recently. She looks like an enormous Alice Cooper. And she was the one that got it from the vanilla fudge with a mud shark. Now, in order to commemorate this historic event, this landmark in rock and roll history, one of the great things that happened during the 60s, we've constructed this bold new dance for you. Let's Woodstock Nation out, ladies and gentlemen. Follow the instructions. And as you learn the wood, as you learn the mud stock, just follow right on out the door because that's going to be the end of the show. You know what I mean? Here's how you do it.
Okay, now I'm going to teach you this dance called the Mud Shark.
You got to do it all the way down Broadway.
Now let me tell you, you got to stand up. Each and every one of you in this hall tonight, I got to teach you this dance. And it starts with your right hand. Your right hand and your right foot.
And it won't hurt you.
And you just swim. You know, you swim. It's kind of like Sly Stone says, you got to do it together to do anything at all. You know what I mean? So get those hands up and swim.
Mud Shark.
brother. Get him up. Get him up. Come on. Come on. Right hand. Swim. Now listen. Now we switch to the left hand and we swim a little bit. Come on. Get that left hand. Come on. Now I can see by the time in the wall, the old clock on the wall,
it's a dead fly.
Now I'm going to tell you. Now we do with two hands and we swim. Like getting in between some nice warm legs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now this is the step we want you all to do together. Now this is just like, this is about as close as you can get. Like Esalen Institute, you know what I mean? Ooh, Carnegie Love. Yeah. Now I'm gonna show you this with my brother Howard, and this is called Spawny, Warren Spawny. What you do is you latch up, right hand to left hand in between the legs, and you kind of hop. And we're gonna ask all of you to do this, so watch closely and forget about what they've taught you.
Really, let's spawn a while now.
Listen to me.
Just
everybody,
try.
Get in there. Come on.
Come on now. Get down.
Now what we're going to do, we're going to go up the aisle. We want you all to join in.
There goes some people.
Latch on to those
them.
People.
They're going up the aisle.
Follow them.
Follow those people.
We're going to
dance. They're doing the mud job. Come on. They're doing the mud job. Yeah, baby. Brother Mark is gonna do the mud job. Follow him, baby. Do the mud job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to our concert tonight. Good night.